You're listening to SBS News.
The process of seeking asylum in Australia is for many long and tiring. It can require appointments with lawyers, doctors, and other medical professionals, such as counselling services for psychological support. Doing all that with young children is even more difficult for parents, especially because asylum seekers cannot access the federal childcare subsidy until their asylum applications are approved. Now, in an attempt to counter those difficulties, Sydney's Canterbury-Bankstown Council is launching a year-long trial of providing free childcare placements to asylum seeker families. The scheme is the first of its kind in Australia. The pilot program, shaped in cooperation with the Asylum Seekers Centre and the Sydney Alliance, a coalition of community organisations, schools and unions, will offer one place per day at three council-run centres. Canterbury Bankstown Mayor Carl Asfor says it can make a vital difference.
So this is going to give them an opportunity to develop their skills, including learning English and, you know, being ready to go to kindergarten. But equally important and very important is that parents will be able to have the time to go and learn English, maybe learn something that will help them get a job or even attend medical appointments and things like that. So it's about giving people access.
The idea for the trial stemmed from conversations with asylum seeker families and children in the Canterbury-Bankstown area. The council area ranks among those with the highest percentages of refugee populations in the country. The co-chairwoman of People Seeking Asylum at the Sydney Alliance, Alex Hogan, says the council was eager to work on the project.
We brought together a delegation of local representatives from local churches, congregations, service providers and community groups to meet with the mayor, Mr. Carl Asfor. And it was really great to see that that the mayor was enthusiastic about this and really aware that that this was something that was going to make their community stronger.
Mayor Asfor says the operation of Bankstown's childcare centres is regulated strongly enough that offering free places comes at no extra cost. He says he is confident the trial will be a success.
I'm very confident that this is going to work, that there will be a benefit in our community and benefit for these families in the long term. We're a refugee welcome city here in Canterbury-Bankstown. I'm very confident that in 12 months the council will make a decision to make this a permanent program.
The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre's Humanitarian Services Director, Shireen Clark, says the trial will be a huge help to the mothers involved.
Often, you know, sort of the woman is the primary caregiver and is unfortunately excluded from being able to participate in English classes or any kind of educational opportunities.
Alex Hogan at the Sydney Alliance says she hopes the program, if effective, could be rolled out to other councils nationally.
This is an initiative that is wonderful for council, that it's wonderful for the local community, and that it's something that's going to make the community stronger. I think once we demonstrate that and demonstrate that it will be a success, then I think I'm hoping that we can grow this in other communities, because it's really a no-brainer.
Shireen Clark with the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says a wider program would greatly benefit refugee children around Australia.
It really is about, children who are newly arrived to Australia having the Australian experience and being able to learn and grow, in the same way that Australian-born children would be. So it really does set them up on a pathway to ensuring that there's good outcomes when they're at school age.
The Canterbury-Bankstown scheme's launch date is yet to be announced. Uma Rishi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.